Tom Cotton, Biden DHS nominee. Merkas disqualified to lead agency for selling green cards to Chinese nationals. By Jeff Poor on November 25, 2020. Wednesday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, discussed some of Joe Biden's picks to serve in a potential Biden administration. The Arkansas Republican lawmaker spoke on two, particularly Anthony Blinken, Biden's pick to head the State Department, and Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's pick to head the Department of Homeland Security. Cotton spoke critically of both but called Mayorkas disqualified for the job because an Obama inspector general found him to have sold green cards to Chinese nationals on behalf of Democratic donors. I don't want to speculate further until there actually is a nominee because there's so many things to examine with the nominees that Joe Biden announced earlier this week, he said. I mean, Dake, for instance, on the question of immigration. We heard leading into this segment that Joe Biden said last night he's going to submit an amnesty bill for 15 million illegal immigrants in the first 100 days. That's probably going to unleash a surge towards our border of people trying to get in before the bill is introduced. Look at what Tony Blinken has said. The State Department is responsible for refugees, Cotton added. Tony Blinken wants to increase refugee admissions by sevenfold. Not, say, merely doubling them by seven times. Oftentimes when countries like Syria or like Somalia, where we have no ability to vet who these people are or what their backgrounds are. Or look at the DHS nominee, Alejandro Mayorkas. He was found by Barack Obama's inspector general to be guilty of selling green cards to Chinese nationals on behalf of rich Democratic donors. Think about that. Selling citizenship to well-connected Chinese nationals on behalf of Democratic Party donors. That is disqualifying to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.